Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And you guys are listening to Grind Season, the Grind Season podcast. We come on twice a week. We are a Odyssey podcast. You can listen to us on the free Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks once again to our good friend Sharon Brown of the Memphis Flyer for jumping on with us today. As we jump into our second segment, they debuting a new segment today, Jason Smith. We do got two of them, as a matter of fact. They're called Myth Busters, Jason Smith. I'm throwing these out to you. These are some things that have been said a lot by our fans, by the media, even by some of our players in the organization. And I want you to tell me whether these things are truth or they are a myth, Jason Smith.
Okay.
Something that I hear all the time in regards to player progression with the Memphis Grizzlies is no matter who they draft and no matter how they look their rookie year, give that kid offseason, put him in the summer league, put him in the G League, they're going to become this magical, mystical player the next season. And so far, it has happened. We saw this happen with Desmond Bane. We saw this happen with Brandon Clark. Brandon Clark was good his first year, though.
He was.
We saw this happen with Santi Aldama, who's the magical, most magical, mystical unicorn of all the magical, mystical players that have been transformed over the summertime. We saw this happen a little bit with Zaire Williams in the middle of the season, where he started off slow. And, you know, he turned into a totally different guy who was ready to play, you know, get minutes in the playoffs last year. John Conchar, he went through the development system, and he got better over time. Is that a real thing with the Memphis Grizzlies? Is it that they can get whoever they want and they can, you know, put this guy through development and he becomes this magical player, or is it something else?
Well, nobody's perfect. So you figure at some point the Grizzlies are due to miss on one of these guys. I mean, has it been real? That's enough cases that it's been real. Obviously, the Grizzlies, in terms of identifying the kind of guys they like, and in doing so, those guys, Bane, Santi, you mentioned, very quickly are able to contribute and make pretty big jumps. So something clearly, the formula clearly is working, but saying if they were going to hit it every time, you know, nobody's perfect. I'll put it that way. Yeah. And so if we're applying this to Zaire, you know, at some point, you know, year two for him, we had a big expectations. We all talked about a big jump. You know, at some point, there's always going to be a wrench thrown into the process. For Zaire, you can blame some of it on injury. You can also probably say, well, maybe he's not Desmond Bane or Santi Aldama. And again, there's no promise that we don't see it from him more consistently later this season. I know he's coming off of a game in which we're killing him. You know, you finish minus 19 that game, give up the winning basket, and it hasn't been consistent at all. We've only seen flashes. We've wanted more, but now saying I think it's a myth to think that every player the Grizzlies are going to get, as crazy as this sounds, and it ain't. It's a myth to think that every player they're going to get is going to blossom right Second year. And we've sort of, each time it's happened, we've applied it to the next guy as fact. And it's, you know, frankly, it's not going to go that way. It's never linear like that for everybody.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
They're telling me that Jake LaRavia is going to be Kyle Korver next year, or Bubble Duncan Robinson is what I'm supposed to expect from him because of the mystical magic.
Right. Maybe Santi got some of Zaire's earlier when Zaire was
out. I think he took some of the mystical magical juice.
Jump man, because Lord knows we didn't see this for Santi coming at all.
No, because that dude's a player.
At all, right. And yeah. So maybe some of the, you know, what's not happening for Zaire, we can apply to Santi and say, well, dang, here's one, you know, it's not happening for, but damn, they did hit another one, it appears, with Santi Aldama. And so it does add to what saying it's an impressive track record, you know, Zaire included in terms of even the struggles with what they've gotten from everybody else. But
right.
No, man, everybody's not going to hit in this way. Yeah. And whether it's, you know, the odds are Laravia or, you know, I liked what I've seen from Roddy in the time that we've seen this year, but the odds are one of those guys, right. One of them aren't even.
You picked up five dudes.
Right. And if two stuck out of the five
right.
In terms of rotation guys going forward, I think you feel pretty good about what you got. And again, that hit rate stays high, but it's silly to think that everybody's going to, you know, grow right. And get better at this, you know, on that same timeline, especially from that year one to year two.
I'm there too. I think it's a myth. It's factual. Like it has happened. They've hit on. They have not drafted a bad player.
Multiple. Yeah.
And you're even like your Xavier Tillmans. You know he's a. You know he's fine. You know he's. They haven't drafted anybody. They've ended up having to cut in the first round. So and which is every team. Most teams cannot say that.
I love.
You know what I mean, a lot of teams have been known for drafting well. They've cut some dude. That was a first round pick. I think what they do is simple. There's nothing magical about what the Grizzlies are doing. They draft well, they identify guys they like, and they give them ample opportunities to be whatever they envision them being. They develop their guys. They put them in situations that most teams won't put a guy in that's a rookie like that, that's an inexperienced player. And guys are either going to make or break it with that type of, you know, leash that's been given to them, that type of trust. And there will be a guy that will flop, that won't pan out. A lot of eyes are on Zaire Williams right now because he looks like he's definitely regressing back. But if I were a betting man, I think they'd be Jake LaRavia because I think he's terrible. I don't think he's an NBA player. But which is kind of disappointing because they traded up to get him. He was the premier player in this draft, the highest drafted guy in this class. I don't see it with him. But if the mystical magic works, like I said, he'll be Kyle Korver or Bubble Duncan Robinson, which either one would be. An amazing player to add to this team next year. But I don't see it. But hey, who knows?